So let's talk about what the Republican Party did to itself today, and how years from now, we may look back on this day and realize that it was actually an important turning point for democracy. And democracy, like justice, matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So let's talk for just a minute about what the Republican Party did to itself today, today's self-inflicted wound. Now, I am not a political analyst and I don't even play one on TV, but I think we all know enough about human nature to understand the consequences of what the Republican Party just did by ousting Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her leadership position. Now, DC is my backyard, my stomping grounds. I prosecuted cases in the courts of DC for decades, but I have to admit, the closest I ever got to politics was when I had members of Congress, both the Senate and the House, as victims and witnesses in my criminal cases. And frankly, that's as close to politics as I ever wanted to get. But you don't need to be a politician or politically savvy or politically plugged in to realize that what the Republicans did today by ousting Liz Cheney because she refused to adhere to the big lie and she refused to pledge allegiance to the big liar sends one message loud and clear, that the truth is no longer welcome in the Republican Party. But folks, do we think for a moment that this move will attract more voters to the Republican Party? I mean, you don't need to be a political scientist to realize the answer is no. It will drive some people away from the Republican Party. How many? We'll know soon enough. But instead of trying to attract new voters to the Republican Party with, I don't know, your policies, the Republicans instead are trying to stop citizens from being able to vote. Right? Voter suppression laws are being passed by Republican legislatures all around the country. But the good news is virtually all of them are instantly being challenged in court. And think about this. What is our most recent national experience with the courts taking up election challenges? 65 cases decided against Donald Trump, against the big lie, against the forces that sought to undermine, to negate, to overthrow the election results. It was actually 64-1 because there was that one case, the big victory for Trump and company, when a judge decided that the observers who were watching the vote count could be 10 feet away instead of 15 feet away. That was their big resounding victory. This was a clean sweep against Donald Trump, against the big lie. And folks, it was a clean sweep in the state trial courts, the state appellate courts, and the state Supreme Courts. It was a clean sweep in the federal trial courts, the federal appellate courts, and the Supreme Court of the United States. Even Donald Trump nominees that Mitch McConnell crammed down America's throats, even judges rated not qualified to serve on the federal bench by the American Bar Association. It was a clean sweep against Donald Trump, against the big lie, and in favor of free and fair elections. So now the courts will begin taking up these horrific voter suppression laws. But we should all take comfort in the way the courts just resolved those 65 cases in favor of our free and fair elections. Now, I know there's a difference between asking courts to undo an election that's already occurred versus looking at voter suppression laws that might impact future elections, but I still believe the courts will hold. But even more importantly, I think today's self-inflicted wound by the Republican Party is near fatal. Today was a bad day for the Republican Party, but I believe that we'll look back over time and we'll see that today was a pretty good day for democracy, perhaps in part because the Republican Party, as presently constituted, in a very real sense, wrote its own political obituary today. Folks, tomorrow we will be back to our regularly scheduled justice programming because justice matters. Folks, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with y'all again tomorrow.